Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 787 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The US House of Representatives supported the vital bill to provide Ukraine with military aid, reports European Pravda. The bill was suggested by House Speaker Mike Johnson and envisages about $61 billion US in aid to Ukraine and its allies. Of the total $60.8 billion US for Ukraine's security, about $23 billion will be used to replenish US weapons, stockpiles and facilities, and more than $11 billion will be used to finance the ongoing US military operations. The adoption of the bill was accompanied by a standing ovation from the members of the Congress. The bill will now be submitted to the Senate as an amendment to the Senate Bill on Foreign Aid, which was passed in February. This should simplify the procedure for approving the package in the Senate. US President Joe Biden has said that the adoption of assistance for foreign countries by the House of Representatives sends a clear message to the whole world about America's leadership, reports Voice of America. Biden stressed that lawmakers showed unity defending the interests of the United States in the world. The US president called on the Senate to quickly vote on the bill and send it to him so it can be signed. US Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that US senators will come out of recess to vote on aid to Ukraine on Tuesday, April 23rd. The US House of Representatives also voted in favor of the bill that would see the expansion of sanctions against Russia and allow Russian assets to be confiscated in favor of Ukraine. The US president is given power to confiscate Russian sovereign assets and subsequently transfer the money to two funds, the Compensation Fund and the Ukraine Support Fund. The president may also coordinate a mechanism for transferring confiscated Russian assets to Ukraine with G7 states, the EU, Australia, and other US allies. Ukrainians welcomed the news about the decision of the US House of Representatives. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, in his evening video address, said that despite continued Russian strikes against Ukrainian cities, yesterday was a little different due to this long-awaited decision. Quote, "It is a very significant package that will be felt by both our warriors on the front line and our cities and villages suffering from Russian terror," unquote, said the head of state. He thanked everyone who supported this package, as it was a life-saving decision. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called it, quote, "a bad day for Putin, a bad day for anyone who dared to believe that America could waver when it comes to defending what and who it stands for," unquote, reports NV. Prime Minister Denis Shmigal also welcomed the US decision and said that if the Senate approves the Ukraine aid bill, $49.9 billion US of the almost $61 billion total will go towards defense spending, reports LBUA. Another $7.8 billion will be allocated to the potential budget support, $1.57 billion to economic assistance, and $400 million funds for border protection and humanitarian mine clearance. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky is sure that Russian leader Vladimir Putin is insecure and that is why he fears Ukraine, reports Interfax Ukraine. In an interview with Brazilian media, Zelensky said that Putin is very much afraid of Ukraine because confident people with a large army, great power and natural mineral reserves don't threaten the world with nuclear weapons. Zelensky stressed that despite fatigue, Ukrainians have no intention of giving up and surrendering to Russia. The president added that for Russia, unlike Ukraine, quote, "people don't matter. What matters to them is victories, but not for Russia. They need victories for Putin," unquote. And for Putin, victory means the restoration of the Soviet Union by destroying other nations and independent countries, believes Zelensky. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.